Good evening, everyone. On behalf of, I'd like to declare this special meeting of council open at 6 p.m. And on behalf of council, I would like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be available on the Shire's website. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. And we have everybody present and welcome, members of the public. Use of the common seal, there is nil delegated authority, or actions performed under delegated authority, there are nil, and there are no responses to previous public questions taken on notice at this meeting. I will open public question time if members of the public have any questions in relation to this special meeting of council. If there are any questions, please, Guy, if you could stand and state your name for the record. Certainly.
I'd just like to say that I hope that everyone here sorts this out because it's getting to the point where it seems childish, or some of it does. And I think that as adults, everyone should be better than that. And if you cop a bit of flak, grow some balls and wear it, which is what you do where I come from. And my name's been bandied around a fair bit, so I'm probably a little bit involved. And I know I've had phone calls with Rod over this in the last 3-4 months, right? However long it's been. I don't think it's doing anyone's emotions any good. And I just hope that it's resolved and sorted out. So it's not really a question, but that's my view on it.
Thank you, Guy.
Yeah, thanks.
Are there any applications for leave of... any other questions from members of the public? No? Thank you. Alrighty. Applications for leave of absence. Do we have any? No. Petitions, deputations, presentations, there are nil. Confirmation of minutes of the previous council meeting will be made available at our next ordinary meeting of council. Announcements by the presiding member without discussion, there are nil. Disclosures of interest. I have received two, one
Sorry,
being from myself. Have you completed that?
No.
I would suggest that you probably need to fill in, you need to complete an impartiality interest.
Should be in your folder.
But I would suggest, Councillor Harbin, you have an impartiality interest.
Yes.
Yep. Not just for the purpose of the recording. Yep.
Yep.
And we'll declare those at the start of the... So the interests we have received at the moment... Councillor Harbin has an impartiality interest to... I would suggest in both items, Councillor Harbin. One, that... You have an impartiality interest because you're the respondent, and in the other, you're the complainant. I have received an impartiality interest from from Mr. Dalton, as he's a complainant in item number 18.0726.01. And Councillor Wallace is both the complainant, as it did, has declared two impartiality interests, one where he is the complainant and one where he is the respondent. To the complaints.
Thank you, Gary. Do we need to wait for...
No, we can keep moving as well. Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
We can fill out the form afterwards anyway.
Perfect. Lovely. Thank you. Technical and development service reports are nil. Community service reports nil. Corporate service reports nil. Governance reports nil. And elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given nil. New business nil. Which brings us to the first 18.7.26 confidential reports. I'd like to move that council consider the confidential reports listed below behind closed doors in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act. Both complaints 1 and 2 have been behavioural complaints. Can I please have a mover? Move Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor 2. All those in favour? Councillor Crouch, all those in favour of going to... No?
No? Yeah,
no? Those against? Gentlemen. We have to vote, gentlemen. Both Councillor Andretta and Councillor Crouch. Can I please have your attention? What are you voting, Councillor Crouch? For or against?
To close the meeting.
To close the meeting?
To
under what basis?
To consider that.
To consider.
We are closing the meeting for that. We're going behind closed doors, which means effectively we'll ask the members of the public to leave. To consider the confidential matters in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act.
5.23.5, for the purpose of deciding whether to close a meeting to members of the public under subsection 4 in relation to the information, the following matters are irrelevant. Whether making the information public would cause embarrassment to any of the following: the local government, the council or council member, the committee of the council or a member of the committee of the council, an employee, may determine under the Act that it's irrelevant. So why are we closing the meeting?
Because I believe that we will consider personal details of people. I would think that fits with underneath the personal details of people under the Act.
It doesn't specifically say in the statement here.
I would suggest it's more than embarrassment, though.
That making information public would cause a loss of confidence in the local government or make local government susceptible to adverse criticism, whether the information relates to a matter that is controversial in the district, or still under the section of irrelevant.
I would suggest this relates to the personal details of people both and the personal details of the people involved. Some of which have been included without, that are not either complainants or respondents, but have been involved in the matter. And also, I don't believe that is the embarrassment to individuals or even the local government. I reckon it's because that those... Their personal details in the complaints.
Can I ask a question, please? Is this meeting being recorded?
Yep.
Yes. And if we go behind closed doors, we will pause the recording and then restart the recording so that there's two sections to the recordings, or three, because we'll open it up and have a third section when we come out from behind closed doors.
Mr. President, can we have the motion again, please?
Certainly. I would like to move that the...
Councillor McCabe's moved.
The council considers the confidential reports listed below, yeah, behind closed doors in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995. We have a mover being Councillor McCabe. It's been seconded by Councillor Two. And we're looking for a vote. So we'll call again. All those in favour? Five. And those voting against? 5-2.
Those against?
Those against were Councillor Crouch and Councillor Two.
Councillor Harbin.
my apologies. The meeting is now closed to the public at 6:09 p.m. Please.
And
sorry, let me find my spot. That we come out from behind closed doors. Can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor Crouch. All those in favour? Carried 7-0. With no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:43 p.m.
Yeah.
Thank you.